Hey church, welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. This is Paul, one of your pastors. Today I am joined by Kathy as we are going to be thinking about backyard Bible clubs. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing well, Paul. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. We are excited as we gear up here into the summer. We are going to be participating in what we've been calling BYBC. If you've seen in the announcements running on the announcement slides, and we'll be starting to announce some things here coming up over the next few weeks. Kathy, what is BYBC?
BYBC stands for Backyard Bible Club, which is just a version of VBS, kind of. So it's a fun-filled time that includes dynamic Bible lessons, songs, scripture, games, other activities focused around a lesson. So just like VBS in that regard, except it takes place in somebody's backyard. The purpose of Bible Club is to give a clear presentation of the gospel, an opportunity for children to learn about Jesus and hopefully trust Jesus themselves. So.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good explanation. Backyard Bible Club, BYBC, if you ever hear us saying that. I love that you said it is in the person's backyard. It's basically taking the basics of Vacation Bible School and saying, we're going to do this in the neighborhood around us rather than at our building.
Exactly.
Why are we doing Backyard Bible Club? I know that sounds like a loaded question, and there's lots of other things, right? There's lots of things we could be doing. We could do Vacation Bible Schools. We could do a variety of different kind of outreach ministries over the summer, but imagine a member comes up to you. How would you describe the reasoning for why we're doing Backyard Bible Club?
That's a great question. You know, when we're making these decisions, there's lots of factors taking place, but essentially our biggest goal is always to be gospel focused. And so if we're asking ourselves, how can we best present the gospel? A key component to sharing the gospel is building relationships. And Backyard Bible Club is a great way to do that. Getting into a neighborhood, having parents come with the children and like mingle with the host family allows us time to talk to them and get to know them and share the gospel with not just the kids that are there, but also the families and the parents. And also it's like more laid back and feels more calm generally. VBS can sometimes have a tendency to become super fast paced, very focused on let's get done these specific things, and a little bit more program focused, where the gospel can get lost sometimes in that hustle and bustle. And so this allows it to be more laid back, more calm, and hopefully more opportunities to share the gospel.
Yeah, I love that. You know, as we're thinking about 2024, one of the things that we as elders decided was we're going to be focusing in on evangelism. So we've been working through a plan. We thought about considering and just praying for five people. And then right now we're in the process of caring, trying to serve people who we know need to hear the gospel, who are unbelievers around us. The next step, which is what we'll be in over the summer, is what we're calling Cultivate. And so this is a preview of what we'll get at our members meeting on June 2nd. But Cultivate is all about seeking to cultivate relationships, growing those relationships. And yeah, I think you're right. Backyard Bible Club really provides a wonderful avenue in which we're helping a member family cultivate relationships in which they're trying to share the gospel with those in their neighborhood. And that could look like, hey, we're starting relationships that we haven't had the chance to start. Or we're building on some relationships that we have with kids and families in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to follow up with families after, too, because they live near these people.
Yes.
And so that's one of the major benefits to doing a backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're not only they're not just kind of seeing where the church is, but they're seeing where this family is, and they can go, yeah, that's good. So that's I think, wonderful reasons for why doing Backyard Bible Club. You know, I think one of those things that as you're highlighting the program heaviness, the hustle and bustle of a VBS is that requires lots of volunteers. One of the benefits of Backyard Bible Club, it takes kind of the strain a little bit off of some volunteers.
It's very true.
To do that. But like VBSs and lots of other summer programs, it has a theme. What is the theme of Backyard Bible Club?
So we've been calling our theme Treasure Hunters. These are basically a theme based around the parables of Jesus. And so like we're hunting for the treasure that Jesus shares in his parables. That's not always clear right off the bat, especially if you have not had your eyes opened to the truth that is in them. And so that theme kind of covers a lot of the kingdom parables that Jesus talked about, like the pearl of great value, the treasure hidden in the field, sower in the seeds, prodigal son, the weeds, etc. Like, we're only going to be able to do a few of those in our shortened version that we're doing this year, but all of those have great truth in them. So be pointing to the gospel.
That's great. The parables are wonderful ways to learn about who the king is and what the kingdom is. They were very much written to kind of help the distinguish between who was following Jesus and who was not following Jesus. So it's a good way to get into, hey, let's follow the king. So you said there's a host family. Mm-hmm. This is something that we could replicate over and over again. Mm-hmm. But who's hosting Back to Bible Club this year, and when are they doing that?
So this year, the Zacharias family is hosting our Backyard Bible Club in their backyard in Idlewild, which is close to Fredericksburg. We're going to be doing it the week of July 10th through 13th. So it's only that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it'll be 3 days of learning, and then one Saturday evening will be a family barbecue to kind of end it and allow for some fellowship.
That sounds great. So Zacharias family, if someone wanted to host in the future, would maybe showing up to that and either helping or just watching and observing, and that be a good way to learn what it looks like to host?
100%, yes. And this is, because it's less volunteer heavy, is a great thing to do multiple times in one summer. Yeah. So unfortunately, we didn't have any other families available this summer, but maybe next year we could have three or four of these even happening in one summer.
That's good. Okay, well, let's think about then for this summer at the Zacharias home, July 10th through 13th, what needs do we have right now for Backyard Bible Club?
So our main need right now is volunteers. So we need about half as many people as we would for a normal VBS. Mm. But right now I only have about 3 volunteers. So if we could get 3 to 6 more, that would be really helpful to make this just run super smoothly. And also have people, like if a family wanted to come, mm-hmm. We don't necessarily want to have a lot of it's like only for church kids. Like, we want it to be with the neighborhood kids. But if a family has children and one of them would like to help, the other one could mingle with the other parents and help mm-hmm. share the gospel. So we want to encourage, if a family feels like they would like to participate, feel free to join us, and maybe one of you could help volunteer.
Yeah, that's really good. You make mention of that. I want to double tap on that, because before we keep moving ahead, talk about a little bit what sort of volunteers we'll be doing. But before I do that, I want to hit on what you said there, that this is really targeted not at kids in our church, but mm-hmm. at kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Does that mean that kids in our church can't come?
Of course not.
Okay.
Right.
but the target, what we're aiming at, is the kids in the neighborhood.
Right.
Whereas with the VBS, it was a little bit more kids in our church. Mm-hmm. And certainly aiming to help try to bring some people from the neighborhood in, mm-hmm. but more. Yeah, so that's a key difference that's useful to know. All right, so what kinds of things, so we need volunteers, what kinds of things are volunteers doing?
Mm, right, so we need a volunteer to MC, to kind of lead the event, to be the person who's announcing when it's time to switch up activities, things like that, and get us kicked off and end us at the end. Mm. We need somebody to teach the Bible story. Mm-hmm. We need somebody to run games, somebody to do songs, somebody to do crafts, somebody to help just check people in and out, and maybe some people just to help herd the children mm-hmm. Around to the different things. Some of these jobs could overlap. If we don't get a person for each of these, the person who does games could also maybe do crafts, something like that. That's the nice thing about this. We're probably only going to have one, maybe 2 groups of kids. So it's not like they all have to be happening at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. And the aim here is that the host family is not really serving.
Right.
What the host family be doing primarily?
The host family would primarily be mingling with the parents and other families, not the children themselves, but getting to know the family structures and parents that they can build relationships with.
Yeah, that's good. So I think that's a really helpful point, that we're really kind of coming in as a church and saying, hey, we're partnering with the Zacharias family mm-hmm. to help them build relationships. So we're going to help put on this event, and we're going to be supporting them so that they can spend that time, rather than running the event, spend that time building relationships.
Right.
So if someone is interested in serving, what would be some good next steps for them to take?
Well, obviously they could talk to me anytime. give me a call, text, email, whatever. I would love to know if you'd be interested in serving. I'll get you added to our church center group. Mm. Also, we are going to have an interest meeting just to see if there's anybody who would like to learn more about what it would look like to serve on June 2nd, which I know is also our members meeting. It'll be a very quick meeting after church, just going over what Back Your Bible Club would look like and opportunities we have. We won't be planning anything or training anybody. This is just letting people know what's available.
Yeah, that's great. So, friends, let me encourage you that if you're a member of Stafford Baptist Church, you're listening to this podcast right now, you have not yet, you're not one of the three people who have reached out to Kathy and said, I will serve. Let me encourage you to reach out to Kathy and say, hey, I would be interested in serving. And if you don't know exactly what that might look like, to attend that interest meeting. But yeah, we talked about this when in our commitment sermon, in our kind of DNA sermon series, we said that sometimes the every member ministry looks like where there's needs, that's where you are meant to serve. That's where you've been gifted by the Spirit to serve if you have the time and the ability to do that. So let me encourage you that even if maybe, you know, serving at VBS or Becker Bible Clubs has not been something that's interested you in the past, it might be exactly what the Lord has for you right now. Well, Kathy, what are you most excited about as you think about Backyard Bible Club?
I mean, I'm just so excited to see God move in this neighborhood and these kids, hopefully to see relationships start to form and deepen. That's what I'm excited about. I love seeing the kids get excited about the things they learn about Jesus.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's great. Okay, thinking about what you're excited about in Backyard Bible Club, what are some ways that we can pray for you, for the teams of volunteers, as you serve at Backyard Bible Club this year?
Well, we can be praying that people will sign up and attend, that the Zacharias' conversations with their neighbors would be fruitful. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we want to pray that the gospel would be clear, that it would be made known, and that the time would be well spent.
That's good. That's good. Well, friends, let me encourage you to pray. Even if you're not going to be able to serve, like you're not going to be able to attend and be there, one way you can serve the team that will be serving is by praying for them. Praying that Colossians chapter 4, that the Lord would open doors for the gospel and that those people that are there would be bold to step through those doors and make the words known. You can pray for Kathy as she tries to organize and bring kind of the final few steps down to bring the team together. But let me encourage you to pray. Pray is not the last step. Pray is the first step as we seek to serve the neighborhood and the families there around the Zacharias's. And if you are interested in hosting, maybe you're like, I think our neighborhood could benefit from this. To talk to Kathy, talk to one of the elders. We would love to think about how that we might be able to do that with you in the future. Well, thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll see you on Sunday. Have a great week.